guess this is the start of our work meeting. Here, we just do roll call.
Yep.
Is that the way you want me to do it?
Time.
Oh, it is currently 5:37. Brandon's here. Jaden Sorensen.
Here.
Colin Edwards.
Here.
John Hansen.
Here.
Jonah Christensen.
Here.
Brittany Fisher.
Here.
I don't know why my brain's going blank. Christy Carr.
Ryan Stewart.
Ryan Stewart.
Here.
Bart Hammond.
Bart Hammond.
Here.
All right.
We're
here. I don't know what the address is here. 200 North. 100 North, 400 East is where we're at.
Sorry, 100 North,
400 East on there. We're just going over, I guess, a dispute between Sean Nelson and Barney Weston. On there, Weston Barney on there. So, in comparison, just measuring from where the sidewalk is currently shown over, trying to figure out where the other property line actually is. On there. There's also a question with the current code, with the way that it's written, there is no subdivision cul-de-sacs, but that was taken out when we revised our code, and so we need to look at that, when that was taken out and why, what that reasoning was there on that. And the discussion of who is paying for the road if the other person develops on the other side of where the development already is. Where does that come from, and how does that all work? So, anybody have anything else that I need to say that's what we're doing? Okay. I think those are the items there.
Does Swell have a starting point over there that he wanted to come off of?
I thought he said it was that post there, but I could be wrong. That D post. But I don't know if you can get a straight measurement from that T-post through the...
Oh, look at the red in here.
Alright, and see what that shows. Like I say, there's no saying that that T-post is the marker either, so... See, there's a T-post down there, too.
Come up. Right there. And I'll start right there.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my bouncy.
How far are we going, Brandon? 103.39 feet. Is that back there?
Somewhere in here.
I'm going to be 100. How far?
103.39 if I've got it sitting right. Is that the right one?
How many feet too far here?
Maybe it's supposed to be there. It's 200 and something.
Right there.
It's just that way, right?
Well, there's that post, which would help somebody.
Calling points for now. 46 and a half. 46 and a half. not the way we were thinking it was, right?
Because if we called this the 33, I mean, if it was 10 and a half, then it would actually be...
We really don't know where the edge of West is the first block. Made that sidewalk straight.
If we go from the fence that they have in up there, that's all we knew to go by. It's the only thing that's in place. So we measured his frontage, put in the T-post, and then from there, we measured about our frontage.
Well, these ones are back that way 10 feet.
Yeah, those aren't on the line. Okay. They're off. They were lined up over there. Mostly I just put them up to get an idea. I wasn't that... I don't have a way to be good about measuring that much stuff out. Well, except for the very end one. So the very end, the last one, that one's pretty close because the survey marker is still in over there that I measured from. So the very last T-post down there towards where that roller is, that one's pretty darn close. When they did the sewer here, they ripped out my survey markers, so I don't have them to go on this edge of my property anymore.
It's 640.
supposed to deed that.
Yeah. But if he deeds that to you, you're going
to
have
to pay
for
though,
the road.
Right? Isn't that what he... That we
have a strong word on that one.
Huh?
Everybody but Jaden did. That's why you...
Well, no, that's what Matt Church was part of the deal. Wasn't it? Or am I wrong?
I can't remember on that, to be honest.
I think it was. Well, we can go back and look.
Well,
that was so he didn't have to do this.
Well, yeah, he was going to... Remember the whole deal with the... You put sewer in and there's no easement. And
he's
like,
saying
he owns the sewer. I don't own the sewer. They put it on my property, but I didn't pay for it.
Right.
So did you do... You got more than 139 off of that T-post over there?
Because
139 off that T-post just gets us over there on the other side of those valves right there.
And you...
That T-post right there, I thought my measurements on... I didn't bring my title work with me.
I don't know if any of this is that. I still have this. I don't want to...
Okay, so it's supposed to be 183.46 from that key post to this edge of my property.
Okay, we was getting 140.
And it should be right in here somewhere. It was like 10 feet or so past
if it's off of that,
the edge of that sewer.
Is it off of that?
Well, what did he measure?
640.
Supposed to be 666.
660.
660.
But you're supposed to have a 66-foot roadway, and if you do that, you'd only have a 60-foot roadway.
That includes sidewalk, doesn't it?
It includes sidewalk.
So 40, and the sidewalk's 40.
Yeah.
So 36.
If he was 640, I believe that would be 632.
Like he's coming in.
Sewer that he said was on his property, he was going to then deed this to us.
And some of it might be on his property, because it seems like this piece kind of narrows like this.
How far does this sewer go?
I think clear through the wall.
It goes all the way through.
Is it? Does it?
Definitely. It goes all the way through.
Okay. I know they had this all dug up here when they did it.
So is it, but it's not shown up on as an easement anywhere?
No. I have no easements on my property anywhere.
Okay, so whoever did that, that's on them, but we're here picking it up. I mean, we'll just call it spade a spade. We've got to, right? So, if we read this contract, that's what we need to go do, is see what, if this falls on him or us. Because technically, he would then, according to this, he would own right here. it's on the edge of a property, it's within the, okay, I'm spitballing this, okay, so I'm not 100%
sure. You're fine, I'm not holding anybody to anything right
but,
now.
But my understanding is if it's on the edge like this, it's in what would be considered a... Is that the word I'm looking for? Prescribed easement? What's the easement where it's implied, in a sense, because of where it's located on property?
Okay.
So, we would just have to... been seen there, and so yeah, we'll have to look at it for sure. But you would have it there if you developed this, right?
Well, that's what we need to find out, because I had a guy come that was going to help me develop it, and he said he didn't want to do it because I have to pay for both sides of the road, put in curb and gutter plus wall-to-wall asphalt, and all I can get out of it without a cul-de-sac is like six lots or five lots, which would never make the numbers work. And the lots over there would just have to be deep enough to go clear through to that fence line over there.
Did we talk about cul-de-sacs here?
No.
Because we had cul-de-sacs in the old ordinance, and then it just disappeared from this one.
Yes.
Okay, so you're aware of it.
Because the city's the one who told me I had to have a cul-de-sac. If I wanted to develop my property, they told me I had to have a cul-de-sac to get back into there. Because they won't let me do a dead-end road, which he's got two dead-end roads right there that'll never turn into anything, because I own this property and I can't afford to put a whole road in.
How far do you own?
Well, sorry, 600 and...
So you're about halfway through this block?
I'm as far as that block. I'm that far down to where this
the roller
block
is. Right,
see that roller down there?
Yeah.
It's about probably 100 feet farther than what the edge of my property is.
That roller is 100 feet past your property?
Yeah, you can barely see the T-post that's down there, but
you
with
can
the sun
see it
it's hard.
So
it's not the T-post there next to the...
It would be this block right here, where that road comes through.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, not the far one, where this road would come through.
It's the half block.
This road that's established.
Yes. Not Weston's road.
Oh.
Not the half road. Okay. The road over there.
300.
National 300 East.
Because if it's 660 feet, he basically owns the whole block.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you probably don't know it, but it's on the other side of Keith's house right there with the white truck and the great silver avalanche. That road actually goes right through there. It would be like right in the backyards of everybody in that middle block.
Well, that comes out in my property. And that's where I have the problem. If I can't do a cul-de-sac, that road would run into that house over there, so there's no way that road ever extends through.
If it were a road?
Yeah,
I think we looked at that when we looked at the original. That's why we okayed this, is because if we lined the road up, it would have ran into something else. So we've got to fix it.
That's not why we okayed this. This ended up being okayed because he didn't want to have deeper lines.
I remember looking at that. I remember looking at if the road
that's
went through. But I could be wrong, but I do remember looking at that road, saying, because when we came over and we were talking about moving the secondary water line, we were looking at that road going through, saying it wouldn't work. So, I don't know.
Well, so here's my proposal, or here's what I could make it so that I can make this work.
Okay.
What I would prefer is that this road doesn't even have to happen. I can just build my house right there, and I would take my end of my property the same as where that one is, and I would just leave that chunk back there. Well, we want it to face this way, but it can be whatever.
Well, we'll have to look at what the ordinance says on that. Have we looked at that, anybody?
On what?
We would basically just put our own driveway, a gravel driveway, our house would be set back, and have our gravel driveway going back in.
But I don't know that we, and that's what we have. I say we'd have to look at and see what the ordinance says,
right,
if that's allowed or not. I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know that it is.
Well, but let's just go with my wish list.
Okay.
Right now. So my wish list is that we don't even have to pay for the section of road, because I can put my house here and then I can fit another lot and I can, you know, build it that way, which is, you know, if we can get the road through, I'll do that. But if we don't want to have to pay for me, or for me to have to pay for a road, and for him to have to pay for a road, and for you guys to have to maintain a road, then we can just do my frontage here, face my house that way, and this would just be one lot. This is where my house would be, and I'd just start building it next spring. The part back there I would still develop, but since the road doesn't go through, then I would just want to be able to put a cul-de-sac coming right off that road, right into my property cul-de-sac, and just line it with lots on each side.
So we'd have to look at state code on that, because I think that's going to be at a certain point.
Yeah, because it would be too deep of a cul-de-sac.
Well,
the reason why.
But that road's going to still continue through at some point.
Well, but you can't have livable space without a road.
Wouldn't we connect to the road that's already there to extend?
Weston's
half
road.
That's what I'm saying. This one road with one entrance and exit, length, if I'm remembering right, length and amount of houses might exceed.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I just don't mean go
that.
Past 400 feet or something like that. Like,
we can look into that.
Yeah.
So then my other option is, though, you let him just end his road with nothing. Right? Well, I could do the same thing and just turn it off and just leave the road as a future road whenever the people develop there and they can connect onto it. And then I would just do the same thing without the cul-de-sac. I would think it
is. So we let him do these half roads with the intention of this road coming through.
Right.
That's the why those roads were.
Well, and I'd want you to do the same for me with the intention that someday somebody would hook a road onto it.
But there's
you know
no,
what I mean?
But there's no road on this side, right? Is that what we're saying? And there's no road. You wouldn't be able to connect to that road that's existing. So
no,
he's connected to us. He's connected to an existing road. You would connect to a non-existing road.
Well, I would connect to that road. It's an existing road.
Which
I would just extend
it. Is?
Yeah, that road
it's
right there. I just connect it.
And that's what I'm telling you.
And bend it off that way.
I think we need to look at the state statute. And it's got to line up with our ordinances.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. Well, yeah.
And that would be my only concern about 100 North is it seems like all of our roads that get us back to the highway are like set roads. The ones that can adjust are our north and south roads.
Yes. That's true. That is a true point. We've looked at that as well. I'll be honest with you. So, I'll just lay the cards out too. If we do that, then who pays for this road?
Well, right now, either you or the contractor, because he's going to deed it to you, then it's yours.
Well, but my point, is, and you're right on that sense, but the idea is, and the way it's set up, is that the people who develop this road are not the same.
Right, which is why I don't understand why he got off with what he did.
Good night, that's what lawyers do.
Well, lawyers or not, he's getting out. He's literally been telling me that my property, the road's 100% on my property, and I have to pay for the whole thing. And from what I'm getting out of this is, my measurement's pretty close. He does own a portion. I saw where he quit claimed that chunk and clipped it off his development there, and now it's under an LLC for that little narrow strip going
right
down. Yeah. It's just a little narrow strip now that goes down, and if you go look at the county, it's on there now under an LLC. But I had given a screenshot from Onyx that shows his name on it.
Yeah, that says that too. We'll have to look at the contract or the settlement. I don't even know what you call it. That's
correct.
Yeah. If that's the case, obviously we don't want to pay for it.
Well, yeah, I don't blame you. I heard the numbers of what it costs.
But if this is part of his development and you're willing, and that's why the idea is that if it splits down the middle, half, you pay half the base, half the offset, and all.
policy is before the stock market collapse, I'm pulling my retirement to pay for this development. Yeah. And why it's up, I want to be able to pull money out to cover the cost of developing my side. So I'd like to get something resolved so that next spring we can just go.
I know I came late, but I did recover everything that I missed. Is there anything?
I think that's everything.
Well, I think we got some homework to do. We got a lot of stuff left on the agenda before 7 o'clock.
That's fine. But I appreciate you. No, I appreciate you guys coming out.
Thanks for coming out short notice.
It is. Yeah. It's. Just to say, this is just a big ass building lot, and yeah, you can build on it.
Yeah, it depends on. Honestly, it'll depend on anything.
It depends. Well, has it been split before?
And the,
it's been split two times before, and that's the reason we had to go through all we had to go through to now be told that everything's changed. But
if it's been split more than once, then you'd have to subdivide it. You can make it a big lot.
Yeah, but then I'd still have to do all the same improvements, is what I'm getting from that.